Welcome to the BAPS Better Living Podcast. Thank you for choosing to spend your time with us today. Each episode in this podcast aims to inspire each of us to take a step back from our busy lives and to actively listen to content that can enlighten us towards expanding our consciousness and towards deepening our spirituality. Listen in and let this episode inspire you. Let it encourage you to have fruitful introspections, and most importantly, let it help you be better and do better.
I was taking my 2.5-year-old son to school, and anyone who's a parent can attest to the fact that those half years make a huge difference at that age. As we were walking up, we saw a pile of clothes and old toys towards the front of the school, because they were running a donation drive at that time. My son asked me what all this was, and I mentioned the school was trying to help kids, just like you, who may actually not have toys or clothes for themselves. As we walked up the steps towards the front door, I told him that it's normal to feel happy when we do get toys and clothes for ourselves, but we'll always feel more joy when we give to others who may have less than we do. In fact, by sharing and giving to other kids, not only will we make the recipients happy, but we will also make God and Guru happy as well. After saying goodbye, I realized what I shared with him was something that I actually genuinely felt. While many people around the world are charitable and giving, for me, it was something I was taught while going to a mandir. A mandir is a Hindu place of worship, like churches for Christians, synagogues for Jews, mosques for Muslims, gurdwaras for Sikhs, or dharasars for Jains. These religious structures are vital in bringing communities together, serving as a place for spiritual guidance, cultural preservation, and social connection. As a child in the 1980s, my parents took me to the BAPS Mandir in Flushing, New York, the first mandir for their organization in the United States. I used to stay there throughout the day with other kids, and soon, many of them became lifelong friends with whom I keep in touch regularly, even today. The reason we stayed there throughout the day was because of the multiple activities the mandir offered. The mandir in Flushing, New York, along with the 100-plus BAPS Hindu mandirs and hundreds of other Hindu mandirs that now exist in the USA, serve as centers for cultural, social, and educational activities, such as language classes, music and dance programs, and community service events that help people connect and foster a sense of belonging. I can honestly say that my ability to speak publicly, communicate, be a team leader, dance, play Indian instruments, and read or speak my native language is due to the various classes and opportunities the mandir offers. To this day, when there are any icebreakers or team meetings at work where everyone is asked to share a fact that a coworker would not know, I proudly say I once danced at the famous Radio City Music Hall in New York City in front of 5,000 people, all because of the mandir. Beyond the personal development of tens of thousands of individuals that mandirs help inspire, their true gift, if you will, is helping communities and bringing people together. One of the central tenets of Hinduism is seva, or selfless service. By performing seva of others, we are in fact serving God. So whereas it might be seen as volunteerism by many, for Hindus, this is an act of devotion that helps in one's spiritual growth. Therefore, it's not just an option, but a religious obligation. The act of seva bestows many benefits. It reduces the attachment of the giver towards the material objects, develops an attitude of service, expands the heart, and helps foster the sentiment of compassion for others. It also gives you the satisfaction that you're a part of a bigger purpose. Mandirs provide a space for regular seva, allowing people to directly help others by participating in tasks such as cleaning restrooms, leading children activities, and cooking food for the congregants after the weekly sabhas or congregations. Additionally, events such as blood donation drives, health fairs, food drives, and walkathons are organized throughout the year to support the larger community. In the late 1990s, I was part of a team that initiated the concept of walkathons across all BAPS mandirs in North America, choosing a regional and local charity to benefit, and asking all congregants to solicit donations by walking for the chosen cause. These walks or runs have been held annually throughout the country, raising millions of dollars over the past 25 years for remarkable charities, including the American Cancer Society, UNICEF, the Nature Conservancy, and local emergency services where BAPS Mothers exist. Looking back, I get goosebumps thinking about being a small part of creating an event that has done so much good, and there's no doubt in my mind that the Mother played a significant role in cultivating this thought and desire to help others. Despite all the positives I've seen Mothers play in my life and the life of my family and children, we live in a time where being religious is somewhat taboo, or in the least, questioned. According to a religious landscape survey conducted by the Pew Research Center in 2018 and 2019, 26% of Americans are now religiously unaffiliated, up from 17% in 2009. That's slightly over 1 in every 4 Americans. Even among those who maintain religious affiliation, the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago has tracked attendance at spiritual services, which has sharply declined over the years. While nearly 50% of Americans reported going to religious services at least once a week in the 1960s, that number has now fallen below 25% in 2020, with a particular pronounced decline among younger generations. Given this context, it's actually not surprising that some of my friends during college, and actually a couple of now, question why I regularly attend the Mandir or help when a new BAPS Mandir is being built. For them, being a good person and giving to others was far more important than creating such places. Some even considered it a waste of money to build places of worship. I won't dispute that some people who do claim to be religious are actually not good humans. However, based on my personal experience, I can directly attribute my talents, skills, and disposition in life to my association with the Mandir. I'm not suggesting that one must go to a Mandir to be considered a good person, as there are many individuals who are genuinely kind-hearted. But a Mandir does provide a space that continually inspires individuals to do good, not just once or twice a year, but every day, at all times, even when it's not convenient for them. It's one's religious and moral obligation. And just like schools are only useful if one attends them regularly, these positive thoughts are reinforced consistently by going to the Mandir consistently. The Mandir really does inspire people to think about how they can help others. There's a famous proverb we've all heard: give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Giving money or clothes to someone can provide immediate relief, but is often limited. And sometimes, undoubtedly, that is the need. Asking a person who's dying of thirst to build a well first would be a disservice to them. Instead, give him a glass of water. Similarly, BAPS Mothers have taught me helping can come in two forms. During natural calamities, BAPS volunteers deliver hot food, clothes, and other essentials to affected sites. After 9/11, I went to major intersections in central New Jersey with BAPS volunteers to collect funds for the victims and emergency personnel who lost their lives helping others. At the same time, when you look at the long-term horizon, helping someone learn a skill or overcome addiction can change the trajectory of their life and that of their family. In 2003, I was traveling with a few friends and BAPS Swamis, or monks, to some rural and tribal areas of Gujarat, India. The purpose of the trip was for us to recognize that while schools and hospitals are needed in society, so too are Mandirs. We went to the hut of one family who shared their story with us. The male householder was a farmer, but due to financial hardships, he had to have his wife and children also work on the farm just to make ends meet, just to ensure that they could get one decent meal a day. He simply couldn't afford his kids to go to school and not work on the farm. But his voice lowered when he admitted why he really had financial issues. He admitted he was addicted to alcohol and bidis, or Indian cigarettes, spending nearly all of the money they made in a day while farming. He at times even borrowed money as he succumbed to his addictions. But the sadness in his voice changed into a smile when he started talking about meeting BAPS Swamis who convinced him to start coming to a nearby mandir once a week for religious services. As he did, he finally got the strength to give up his addictions over time and to incorporate religion and spirituality into his daily life. Slowly, he was able to save enough money to get true farmhands, allowing him to send his kids to school. With those hands and his hard work, he saved enough where he was able to expand his hut with better materials and where his family could live comfortably. He beamed with pride when he introduced his kids to us. He squarely credits the turnaround of his life based on the impact Mandir made on his life. Seeing the change in his life, his friends too were inspired to come to Mandir or to re-engage in their choice of religion or deity. Slowly, the entire village was more spiritually inclined, creating a peaceful and harmonious society where the villagers respected, helped, and appreciated each other. Peace and harmony are central in our world, but we are often controlled by our baser instincts of ego, greed, jealousy, anger, and lust. The news is often filled with stories about wars, shootings, and partisan issues. However, as Mahatma Gandhi said, if we could change ourselves, the tendencies of the world would also change. We need to change first to create a better world. Cities can change if towns and communities change first. Communities can change if families change first. And families can change if individuals changed first. As seen in the example of the farmer, individuals can be inspired to change by going to mandirs or places of worship. I've experienced it in my life, and I hope I can help my children experience that too.
We hope you enjoyed this Better Living episode and that it added value to your life. This episode and all content on this channel is created and managed entirely by Swamis and volunteers of BAPS from around the world. Our volunteers are continuously inspired by the sincere, transparent, and selfless lives of Pramukh Swami Maharaj, the former Guru of BAPS, and Mahant Swami Maharaj, the current Guru of BAPS. Their character, their teachings, and work have inspired millions of people across all backgrounds, faiths, and cultures throughout the world. They have encouraged all, regardless of one's beliefs, to live a mindful, a balanced, and a harmonious life. If you enjoy content that inspires you to be better and do better, and you would like more Better Living content, follow us on Instagram and YouTube by searching for BAPS Better Living. Thank you for choosing to spend your valuable time with us.